The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the phones and bring in our man Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst and the head coach of the Innsworth Tigers, who just got off SportsCenter. Timmy, what's up? How you doing?
What's up? I actually got canceled. You know LeBron's coming back for next year? Did you guys see this news?
I heard that. So that's
getting ready to go. And honestly, it's how I feel. You know what I mean? Like getting ready for a segment, and then all of a sudden, like you guys, you do something like, hey, Joe won another Emmy. Let's just blow Tim off for another segment. And you know what I mean? It's kind of how I feel.
did they ask you about LeBron, Tim? They bring you on sports. Let's go to Tim Hasselbeck for LeBron update.
No, they booted him. That's what he said.
No, they don't ask me about LeBron ever since they did. We did a ranking one time. It was like, you know, who's the best basketball player of all time? You know, everyone's been arguing, you know, like Michael, LeBron, you know, like the whole thing. And then they asked me, and I was like, this is so weird. Like, clearly it's Larry Bird. And
there we go.
Right. And then we can have the conversation, you know, after, you know, Bird, McHale, Parrish, you know, once we get through those guys.
Well, I'm just like, Schefter's basically.
My bad, I forgot Ainge.
Ainge, that's right.
Like, Schefter's basically an insider for every sport now. I would like to see them use you for other sports.
Well, here's what you have to realize about Schefter. You guys know how I feel about Adam. He's amazing. He works so hard.
Yes.
He's so good at his job, all this stuff. He might like fantasy basketball more than anything else on the planet. Maybe not his dogs.
It.
He has like seven dogs, but like dogs and fantasy basketball are like Schefter's two passions.
That I had no idea. That's pretty cool, though.
It's weird, right? Like
yeah.
Fantasy basketball. Like he is into that as anything. So yeah, you guys ever have him on? You got to ask him about fantasy basketball.
Tim, if you were asked to give advice to Brendan Sorsby right now, who's basically been told he can't play in the NFL this year, the CFL is saying no, I can't play in college. They're going to make him, you know, pay for what he's done essentially. What advice would you give him?
Well, because he's made enough money, I think, you know, in his time in college, I would say, look, here's what you do. You prepare. You know, it's going to be a longer process, but you prepare for the draft next year. That's what you do. If you can't play, prepare as if you are going to play. There are plenty of guys that are – for whatever reason, sitting out the year, you know, with football that have been longtime NFL coaches or things like that. Heck, go, you know, call John Gruden and tell him, like, hey, man, like, I want to do something where, you know, a couple of weeks, a month, like, we work together and we train and prepare as if I'm playing. And that probably would also, you know, try to connect with somebody from a standpoint of, like, a mentorship perspective to instill confidence in people that, you know, the off the field issues that a team might have, you know, with him, that, you know, just to kind of ease those a little bit because you take it serious enough and you've decided to, I don't know, you know, spend time with Kurt Warner and say, look, I just kind of trying to understand more what it's like to be a leader of an organization as a quarterback in the National Football League. And I'm more prepared now because of what I've been through. And I think it'd be willing to work with him and do that type of thing. And I think it would be a good use of his time.
I kind of look at this and, you know, I mean, look, if other stuff comes out, he may never actually play professional football. But if he does get the opportunity, doesn't he have a chance to make this a pretty incredible comeback story, knowing that he probably won't be a first-round pick, but that somebody could give him a chance and he works his way as a starter in the NFL?
I think so. I think what's interesting about this scenario is that the NFL's relationship with gambling has, for a long time, it was it was basically, look, we're going to fight really hard to make sure we keep everybody away from it. And then, but at the same time, you know, the NFL kind of mandates certain injury reports and things like that, which, you know, are clearly, you know, things that are tailored towards Las Vegas. And then, with fantasy football and then online, the legal changes with online gambling and things of that nature, you know, the relationship has changed significantly. And I think there's even owners that, you know, have invested in, you know, companies that are making money off of, you know, gambling and even micro betting, you know, at the NFL level. So like, I think there are elements, and then none of that is to say like the excuse Sorsby or anything like that. But like, you know, the line of right and wrong in gambling has moved quite a bit for a lot of people in terms of their understanding of it. I think I've said this to you guys before. There was a gambling scandal at Boston College my freshman year. The two guys that were on either side of me in my locker both got kicked out of the school and, you know, suspended for gambling. And I believe one of them on Boston College football games. And but they were talking about it, you know, kind of like across me at times. And I have to say, as like an 18-year-old kid fresh out of high school, just trying to find my way in college, I had no idea what they were doing was wrong. Like, they weren't talking about betting on BC games, but they just were talking about gambling in general. Like, and I had no idea that it was wrong. So I do think that there's just like a lack of education for college kids, how they gamble via their phones, all of those things. And so, Sorsby's not the only one. He's obviously a high profile guy that's been caught. But I think it's a messy thing, and certainly there can be lessons learned from it.
Tim Hasselbeck is with us. Tim, quick question. On the Raiders logo, which eye is covered by the patch? Answer now.
Left eye.
Ah, his right eye is covered by the patch, pal.
Is it?
You should know that. Yeah. Your dad won a Super Bowl with the Raiders.
I know. I should know that. It's his right eye?
Yeah. The patch covers his right eye.
Is it the same?
This is like his favorite
question.
Decals
on the other side? Like it doesn't switch?
No, it's on the right eye. I love asking people this question, but you get like a second to answer.
Okay, listen. All right, Patriot, like Pat the Patriot, when he's down in his three-point stance, what hand is down on the ground?
Left?
I have no idea. I just asked you. I'm looking.
Well, I'm hoping he snaps with the right. Did you ever have a left-handed center?
I think so. Probably once upon a time. Yeah, it's his right hand that's down on the ball.
The right hand's on the.
The World Cup championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.